Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you again today on the radio broadcast. We're continuing to share with you on the subject that we began yesterday on overcoming satanic strategy against believers. This is a very important subject to you, for you to understand, because we know that our adversary is the devil, and we must know his strategy that he would bring against us. If we don't know his strategy, how are we going to overcome? You've got to know how your enemy works, then you will be wise. You will not be ignorant of his devices. We saw in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. All the stealing, killing, or destroying in any kind of area of your life is a work of the devil. Jesus says, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Jesus brings life. He brings peace. He brings health. He brings prosperity. He's the one that brings blessing in your life. We know it's the devil who comes to try to bring destruction. Romans 8:35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Notice it says who, because the who is a person. And it says, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Well, who causes all that? It's the who that tries to separate us from the love of Christ. It is the devil. As it is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Sheep for the slaughter, that's what the devil looks at us as. And he wants to bring destruction against you, a born-again believer. But praise God, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And praise God, we're persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We are going to walk with him. We're more than conquerors, and we're going to overcome the devil. The Bible says, he that overcometh inherit all things. And we're going to enter into our inheritance in Christ. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, we saw the scripture, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You must understand his strategy includes wiles and tricks arrayed against you. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says that Satan tries to get advantage of us, and it says we are not ignorant of his devices. Do not be ignorant of his devices. We saw in Luke chapter 8, while the enemy comes to try to take the word out of our heart. When we hear the word, it gets sown in our heart. Then the devil comes with temptation to try to take the word out. He tries to get us to act contrary to God's word. If he can get you to do that, then he can take the word out of your heart. And we've got to watch all of his strategies so we're wise. Back in Genesis chapter 3, we see how the serpent began his strategy to try to trip up man to cause him to fall. He came and he said, hath God said, hath God said. He tries to get you to doubt the word of God. He said, you shall not surely die if you partake of this fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That was a lie, because God said in the day that you eat thereof, you would die. And he did die. Spiritually, he was cut off from God. It took 930 years for him to die physically, but he did die spiritually because he was separated from the Lord. And so Satan brings doubt. And whenever you doubt, it is going to take a toll upon you. Do not let yourself doubt. Do not let yourself waver or draw back in unbelief. Always believe God's word and resist the devil's doubt that he brings against you. 1 Chronicles 21:1, Satan stood up to try to provoke them. And that means that he was trying to seduce them or lead them astray. And that's exactly what he will do. And the word stood up means to confront. He tries to confront you, to seduce you, to lead you astray. So you've got to always be wise and ready to deal with him. 1 Peter 5:8 says that your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's looking to try to devour you. Just like Goliath confronted Israel, and he was roaring, you know, the big, strong Goliath, saying who could stand up against him and wanting someone to come and fight against him. He uses fear, and that's what all the Israelites fell for, except for David. David knew that he had a covenant with God, and Goliath didn't, and he knew that he could overcome, and he came at him with the name of the Lord of hosts and shot forth the word of God and destroyed him. Those stones are a type of the word of God. Flowing forth five stones, that's the grace of God, the word of his grace that's going to smite the enemy and put them underfoot, praise God. Luke 22. We saw the scripture in verse 31 and 32, where the Bible talks about how Satan says that he desires to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But praise God, Jesus said, I prayed for thee, speaking to Simon, that thy faith fail not. Your faith is going to cause you to overcome the enemy. In fact, the Bible says that when we resist the devil, we're going to resist him steadfast in the faith. And this is so important that you are always ready to resist the enemy. Now, Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1, here again we see what the enemy does. Here's where it showed Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Satan will try to resist everything of God in your life. He will try to resist you from doing the works of God. He'll try to resist you from getting in the Word of God. He'll try to resist you from getting into prayer. He'll try to resist you in everything that would bring you into fellowship with the Lord. You've got to be ready to resist him. He is your adversary. He's ready to try to trip you up anyway. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 says that the accuser of our brethren, it talks about how he's cast down, which accused thee before God night and day. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. What's he doing? He's accusing us before God of what? Of our sins. What does that do? That gives him place for him to send his demon spirits, which are the ones that serve him, the evil spirits that serve him, to try to bring destruction against you. He's the accuser of the brethren. What's he accuse you of? He likes to accuse you of your present sins, or he'll accuse you of past sins. He'll accuse you of failures. He'll try to condemn you. He'll try to tell you any kind of lies. He is the accuser of the brethren, and you have to watch that you don't listen to any kind of guilt or condemnation. He'll tell you any kind of lie, and he is the accuser of the brethren before God of our sins. Well, we've got to be ready to deal with him and resist him and not give place to his works in our life. In Joel chapter 1, verse 4, we see a scripture which reveals how the devil's strategy works against believers. It says, that which the palmer worm hath left hath the locust eaten, and that which the locust hath left hath the cankerworm eaten, and that which the cankerworm hath left hath the caterpillar eaten. He goes on and he talks about how he's going to restore to us what the locust has eaten, what the cankerworm, caterpillar, and palmer worm had taken from them. But this shows you the activity of the enemy, because when you look up these words in the Hebrew, you look up the word palmer worm, and in the Hebrew it means a gnawer, G-N-A-W-E-R, one who gnaws away. That means to wear away. And Satan will wear away at you by persistent biting, try to get you to compromise, try to get you to draw back, try to get you to give in to temptation, try to get you to draw back from doing the things that God wants, not pray as consistently, not be a witness, not spend so much time in the Bible. He tries to wear you away little by little by persistent biting, to eat away, destroy you by a slow consumption. Then locust. The word locust, the second thing, is a Hebrew word which means swarmer. He's going to come to swarm you. What he begins to do then is to throng you, to overrun you, to bring emotional and mental disturbance against you. This is what the devil does. And people give place to the devil, he will start to throng them. He will start to come at them and overrun them. That's why you've got to be ready to resist the devil at every turn. The third word, cankerworm, is the Hebrew word which means liquor or devour. That means he's going to beat at you and thrash and strike with repeated blows. This was what was happening to Paul with Paul's thorns. Remember that he was buffeted continually. That means to strike at repeatedly. And this is what it's talking about. He was being struck at repeatedly, trying to stop him from doing the will of God. And he tries to devour us. And then the fourth area is the word caterpillar, which in the Hebrew means a consumer or a ravager, which means to take you wholly, to devastate, and to do ruinous damage. And this is the work of the enemy. First, he'll try to wear away at you, little by little. And if he can get some place in your life, he'll start to throng at you, to try to overrun you and bring mental and emotional disturbance against you. And then he'll strike repeated blows, trying to stop you from doing the things of God. And if he can be successful with that, he will be a consumer, a ravager, devastating, and doing ruinous damage. Now, you have authority over the devil. You don't have to let this happen. You don't have to let anything of the devil prevail over you, because God has given you power and authority over all of the ability of the enemy. The Bible says in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, behold, I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. God's given you authority. You see, the devil can come against you, but if you are wise, if you are a doer of the word, if you are resisting him, if you are watching and praying so you don't enter into those temptations, you are going to overcome the enemy in your life. And God will bring forth victory for you, praise the Lord. You just got to keep your eyes on Jesus. And you've got to be ready to speak forth God's word to come against this enemy. Don't let him have place in your mind. Don't doubt. Don't allow him to come in and lead you away from the truth anyway. Whenever he confronts you, you need to stand against him. And if he accuses you of past sins, you just need to have confessed those sins and declare that the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed me from all sin. And whatever he brings against you, know that God has made you more than a conqueror. The Bible says he'll give you the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, you have power and authority over the enemy. As long as you don't give place to him, he's not going to be able to work in your life. If he could just work in your life whenever he wanted to, he'd just come in and destroy us all right now. But praise God, Jesus is the way. Jesus is our protector. He is our safety. He is our victory. And we can use the name above every name, the name of Jesus. And you can resist him steadfast in the faith, and he will flee from you. Don't give in to the temptations of the enemy. If you've been fallen for temptations, remember, a lot of times it's those sins that so easily beset you that keep pulling you down. The Bible says that you are to lay aside those weights and every sin that so easily besets you and run that race with steadfastness, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. He's going to cause you to overcome your enemies because you're going to speak the word. You're going to have that armor of God on. You're going to resist the devil. You're going to speak forth the word, and it's going to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And you're going to wield the sword of the Spirit, speaking God's word, and that's going to extinguish his work and cause him to flee and bring forth the victory in your life. Do his word. Walk in his word. Speak it. Act upon it, and you will overcome. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.